This is TVET Talks, the GoVT podcast featuring global voices in vocational education and training.
Connecting ideas, sharing experiences, inspiring change.
So, let's talk TVET.
Hello and welcome to TVET Talks. My name is Julia Olesen. I'm a project manager at GoVT. In this episode of our GoVT podcast, we will be talking to Enrique Maria Cespedes from Costa Rica and Hubertus Schulz from Germany. What do they have in common? In addition to a great passion for cooking, both are long-standing trainers and met in the summer of 2025 for an in-depth exchange on the topic of training in Germany. The main focus was on exchanging best practices. How can I integrate trainees into the work process and teach them something? What can I expect from them? How do I organize everyday life with trainees? I visited Enrique and Hubertus for a day during our Costa Rican chef's 2-week stay. So come with me to Gedern, north of Frankfurt. There I meet the two of them at the Schloss Hotel Gedern. Today I'm talking to Enrique from Costa Rica and Hubertus from Germany. Enrique is head trainer at the 5-star resort Westin Reserva Conchal in Costa Rica, and Hubertus Schulz is owner of the Schlosshotel Gedern and awarded chef trainer. Enrique is taking part in an exchange program for TVET trainers, and it is your second stay here with Hubertus. Welcome, Enrique. Bienvenidos. Hubertus, to our podcast. I'm very happy to have you here with us. Enrique Maria Cespedes completed his training at the INA in Costa Rica, which is the Instituto Nacional de Aprendizaje, or National Institute for Continued Training in English. He then worked in the catering industry for several years before becoming a trainer himself. 10 years ago, Enrique played a key role in establishing the dual training program at the Hotel Westin Reserva Conchal in Costa Rica.
I am graduate of INA in the year 2002 in the program of cook and food and beverage. And now I have been 18 years like a teacher in this beautiful institution. Also, I doing in this moment a specialization with dual system in Germany.
So now you're here in Gedern for the second time. And how did you actually come up with that idea to have an exchange trainer to trainer Costa Rica to Germany?
With the first visit, I decided to give all these skills to my students. So I think I want to be a have a specialization with dual system in Germany. So I in my vacation, I decide to come here and find one of the best teachers in dual system. I know about the chef Humberto Schulz, so I tell the government, please help me to go to there to meet him. Sorry, it was an extraordinary experience. I have changed my mind. I have changed my goals, and I want to all my students have this kind of opportunities, for they can make true and own dreams about being a chef.
Our second interview partner, Hubertus Schulz, has been managing the Schlosshotel Gedern, including its restaurant and cooking school, for almost 20 years. He has been awarded several times as Trainer of the Year and was very open when we approached him almost 3 years ago to ask if he would be interested in participating in an exchange with a trainer from Costa Rica. So, Hubertus, you are the owner of the Schloss Hotel Gedern, and you first welcomed Enrique about 2 years ago as part of the exchange. How did that actually come about?
Yes, I'd say okay. He liked this job, and I liked my job too, and we can work together with this.
So the passion for your job definitely formed the connection that you have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
So what made you or what motivated you actually to participate and bring in your expertise in this international exchange?
This job is more than a job. Mm-hmm. It's experience. Like the orchestra. Huh? And here's a drummer, and here's a violin. We bring more than food on the plate.
Mm-hmm.
When he go to Costa Rica, and he say to the young guys, "Whoa, I was in Germany, and I saw a lot of guys, a lot of chiefs, owners. Whoa, they have impression, they so exciting." Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the gastronomy has no borders, and anyone to be chef must come from the old country. If you want to learn how to make pasta, you have to go to Italy. If you want to learn about sushi or sushi rolls, you have to go to Japan. If you want to know about the beer, you have to come to Germany. So that is what the most important thing is, to go there to know all the culture, because like we say, gastronomy has no borders. And the best way, I think the best way for anyone in this professional is being there, know how they speak, how they do her job. Because it's the same, take an onion and chop up in Costa Rica than take an onion and chop up in Germany. What is the difference of the culture, the people, the clients, and in all gastronomy, because we are the same. We also can make a lot of things with this type of interchange. And that is what I want for my students.
Uh-huh. And how has your view of dual vocational education in Costa Rica changed through this experience here in Germany?
Okay, it's right for excellence. I don't want my students to be the best. I don't want that. I want them to be excellent in their profession. I want they can know what there is no limits in gastronomy. There are no limits to go another country. And the best way they can have this experience is visit these other places.
And maybe more on a general note, what are your impressions of the dual vocational training system in Germany and Germany as a whole, both on professional and cultural level?
Okay, the first thing is I love the punctuality. In gastronomy, if you say we start at 7 o'clock, is at 7 o'clock. The experience is the most important, and you have to prove it. So I like it this of Germany system, because it's not only the qualified, it's you have to prove it. And when you prove it, you have the results.
Service.
During dinner, a dessert was served that the two had created together that same afternoon. The dessert was named Enrique's Tear and was a tear shaped out of chocolate, filled with a delicious raspberry mousse and garnished with summer fruits. The story behind the creation was Enrique's emotion and joy at the warm welcome he received in Gedern, which inspired Hubertus Schulz to suggest this dessert. A lovely idea and very delicious too. The two have already developed ideas for the future. They want to stay connected and, as they have done in the past, organize remote classes, virtually from one kitchen to the other kitchen. However, their ultimate goal is to involve more colleagues and, of course, trainees in the exchange, both in Costa Rica and in Germany, and to visit each other.
Well, I'm 62 years old, and in a few minutes, in 2 years, I go to my home, and I'm not more in the operation, but for the training. I will do that in the future. I stay here for the young guys. And that's maybe Costa Rica, I don't know. That's my passion. That's what I do in the future. Mm-hmm. And Enrique said, come to Costa Rica, teach my guys. Okay, I will do that.
So thank you very much, Hubertus and Enrique, for this conversation and for giving us an insight into your exchange between trainers in the area of cooking and as chefs. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for your kind. Thank you for coming, Enrique, too. And I wish you all the colleagues in the world all the best. Kind regards from Germany. Kind regards from Gedern.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. I'm very glad for this opportunity. Of course, I think in the same way that the chef, anything you need for me, I'll just be there. Thank you very much.
Perfecto. Muchas gracias. If you enjoyed this insight into the exchange between the two trainers from Costa Rica and Germany, I recommend the accompanying article on our GoVT homepage. The link can be found in the description of this episode. You can also find further information on cooperation activities in vocational training between Costa Rica and Germany. Did you know that there has been a close cooperation between the two countries since 2016 already? Thank you very much for your attention and see you next time.
You've been listening to TVET Talks from GoVET, the German Office for International Cooperation in Vocational Education and Training. More information on us and our services you'll find in our show notes and at our website, www.govet.international.
Until next time.
And let's keep talking TVET.